Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay.
Oh, you're lying. You're lying on your belly today.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
Welcome back. Do you know what, Chintz? Let's try and have really calm voices this episode, right? Sometimes I listen to it back and I think we sound fucking annoying. So let's just try and keep it super zen, super calm.
Right. Do you know what? I've actually been, so you know on the Calm app?
Yeah.
This sounds like an ad.
Do we have this app, by the way, guys? Right. Just give them a quick explanation before we get into it.
So the Calm app, basically, if it's like a meditation, like sleep story. Like it's a fantastic app. You have to pay for it, but I see it as worth it. I did a... So we loved the Harry Styles sleep story. Oh. I listened to that to death. I could recite you it
every night. We listened to
I'm not joking.
Story.
I could sit here and recite to you 46 minutes of Harry Styles.
With L-O.
Oh, it's V-E. Love. We're snuggling.
Hi,
around.
I'm Harry Styles.
Sophia, it always seems to be the same moments where I'm like conscious. It's the L-O-V-E bit and the snuggling on a raft.
Me too.
Like, those
I don't get
bits.
Beyond that point. I've never heard the end of the story. I don't know how the story ends. It's 40 minutes. It's a sleep story. I have never got to the end. I don't know what happens.
I think there was one night I vividly remember and I was just conscious throughout the whole thing. And I remember when it gets to the end, at the end there's a lot of music, not a lot of talking.
Okay, right. Okay.
It's just him kind of just popping in, but it's just a lot of...
Like waterfall.
Yeah,
music.
A lot of them. And then it kind of ends with like, I hope, you know, you're in that deep sleep.
Oh,
and like, it's something like
you,
that. And like, I'll see you again. But I actually did a 7 days of calm. So you should do it. They're only 15 minutes. Just like, it's like a 7 day thing. So each day you do like one, two, three, whichever one. And it was like more like meditation, but like kind of like taking your mind off things. And it was really good. You should try something different
watching,
on there.
I've been watching Schitt's Creek and I really recommend it to everyone listening. Honestly, Chintz, you need to watch it.
Yeah, no,
it's
Sophia,
really good.
I watched like 3 episodes and I did enjoy it. I'm just on a
There's 6 seasons. It's just like 20 minute episodes, but like you actually get quite invested in the character. Yeah. It's actually really good. It's funny.
It makes me laugh.
Like it's actually funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, happy Wednesday.
Sophia, you need to watch the new season of Bachelorette.
Let me finish Schitt's Creek first and then I'll get into that. One thing at a
There's
time.
There's only 2 episodes. So if you just watch them both now, then you're caught up. Then all you have to do is wait for the new one to come out.
Okay.
I promise you it's worth it.
I can do that.
Because then we can all follow along.
Yeah.
Because it's like brand new.
Okay, I can do that.
Because you know when it's like you want to watch The Bachelor, but all the episodes are out and it's a bit like, oh, that's a big task.
Heavy.
Because each episode of The Bachelor is like an hour and 20, you know?
Gosh,
because I'm watching season 24 now.
It's a movie, that is.
They're long.
Mm.
And it's just a lot of hugging and snogging and crying.
I might get into it.
He is snogging every single girl.
They always do.
But I'm like,
being those girls, I'd be like, I'm sorry.
No. But
what
like,
is
he's
going
saying,
on here?
He says the same kind of thing. Like, I've got a really good feeling about you. Like, to all of them. And, like, snogging them passionately and touching them, you know, nicely.
See,
you know, like,
I just cannot
stroking.
be... If that would be such a turn off for me.
Me too, but then I'd it's the like, name of the game.
I know.
Sophia,
I know.
They want to marry this guy so bad. They want Peter so bad. I'm like, shook. They want him so badly. I'm like, really? You've only known him like literally a week. Just because you've watched him on past seasons does not mean you know
so
him.
So invested they are, aren't they?
Honestly, and his ex, last thing, and then we'll get into it. His ex-girlfriend, right? Mm. So his ex, who was the bachelorette, okay, who let him down, who broke his heart, came back and was like, hi, you know, for like an episode. What? Right. They were all pissed. And then she goes into the back crying, this ex-girlfriend who let him down, who dumped him.
What?
Like, I'm not sure I made the right decision, like I think it all the time. And oh this poor boy is like, what would you say if I invited you back into the villa? Like, if I invited you? And I was like, that cannot be done. That's not fair.
Oh my God.
Anyway, it was crazy and they were both crying, but then he stuck to his guns and he was like, no, like, we can't do this. I was like, thank God, Peter. He almost gave in.
God, you really sold me that, Chintz.
Well, that's The Bachelor. Not right, The Bachelorette.
Oh, fuck.
So The Bachelorette is the one that filmed in Corona. There's only two out so far.
Right, okay. So, I'll try and get up to date, guys. Don't worry about it.
Season 24 of The Bachelor is what I'm currently
okay, you should be an ambassador, hun. You really are.
I know. Was
selling
that,
me
hey,
that show.
Hey, you sponsorship. I did just mention
you did
AU
just
then.
Plug them. Wow. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
We're
know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, guys, well, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the girls' bathroom. Woo! It's girl talk time.
Yes.
And I'm just going to dive in for us with our question of the week because we've spoke for
a
long
good
time.
One. It's a
okay,
good one.
So this week's question was, is it ever too late to rekindle a friendship?
Hmm.
Now, Chintz, what do you think about this?
I personally think no. I don't think that it is too
That's
late.
Sweet.
I think it depends what went down.
Yeah.
But like, say you just drifted for a few years, but like, but then you wanted to rekindle. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I'd like to think that it's never too late, but I also do think that
there's
it can be quite... I think that it can be quite a task. Say if it has been like, say if it, you know, has been like, you know, six, seven years, like years.
Right.
I feel like it could be, it
potential
could be quite difficult.
But then if it's worth it, I suppose it is very situational. Like,
Chintzia says that every week.
It fucking
week.
Is though, is it?
It's
isn't
very
it?
Situational.
Like, are you telling me, like, say no, they did something really shitty and then 2 years later they're like, hi, I want to, you know, come back into your life.
I'd but it
like,
can
well,
be
no.
hard, even if you did just drift, it can be hard to pick up where you left off.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd like to think that it's always possible, but...
For sure.
I don't know. But anyway, okay, so I love
what is the
result of this poll. So 69% said never, it's never too late.
Oh.
And only 31% said time's up,
oh, okay.
It's too late. So
I do think I'm with you there. I'm
like those odds.
I think if the friendship's worth it, then why not? Do you know what I mean? You know.
Oh, this girl has replied to us. She said, I think it's never too late as such, but quite often if you're not friends with someone anymore, then there's something significant that's happened for you to fall out.
Right. Exactly. But things can just happen. Like, say I moved city. Like, that's...
If they do enough to make you cross that line, you shouldn't go back. It's like looking like an idiot giving an ex-boyfriend a second chance if he hurt you.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I think that's why I'm saying it depends on why you're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Why?
This
I
girl,
think you have
I,
to
rekindled,
ask yourself,
I rekindled a friendship over summer and it was a great decision. We speak on a regular.
Oh. You've got to ask yourself, like, why am I rekindling this relationship? Like why are we at this point where I'm having to think whether I want to be friends with you again or not?
Listen to this girl. I fell out with my best friend of 6 years for 2 years.
Oh,
and then
Lord.
A year ago, I reached out to her and texted her again. And now we're best friends again. We're
Aww.
Both 21. We've grown up, matured. Now we just laugh it off.
Oh, okay.
I love
See,
that.
That's lovely. I think never say never, honestly.
Never
like,
say never.
You know, for sure. Oh,
okay.
Love
that links to one of our dilemmas, but we have a different one first.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive in. Okay, this is actually crazy.
Oh my God, this is actually so crazy.
Her subject line is, my boss, in capitals, my boss doesn't know he's given me a pay rise. Honest. And just wait until, okay, right. Hey girls, I have a serious dilemma. So please strap yourselves in for this wild ride and help a sister out.
If this was me, I'd have to go in. I don't know what I would do.
Okay, background info. I work in office environment full time, although my hours have dropped during COVID, resulting in my income decreasing significantly.
Right.
After a couple of months with less income, I decided to make an OnlyFans account.
Yes.
It's going really well. I've been able to generate a higher figure of money I would usually be getting pre-COVID.
I'm not usually
the type of girl to put myself out there like that, but no one knows it's me. I don't show my face. I don't have any tattoos or birthmarks. So it's kind of untraceable.
Why not? Yeah.
So here's the thing. Last week, I was looking through my new subscribers and saw that my boss had subscribed to my OnlyFans page.
Oh my Lord. Oh my God.
This is awkward enough as it is. But what makes it worse is that I work alongside his wife.
Oh, fucking hell. Ew,
his whole partner.
Oh God.
I really don't know what to do because I feel super weird around him now, and especially around his wife, because she doesn't know that her husband is seeing me basically naked.
Oh my God.
I really don't want to delete my account because it's helped me survive this year comfortably, and I heavily rely on it now as a source of income.
Right.
Do you have any advice for me, please?
I mean, what the fuck can you do? I mean, could you actually remove? Are you able? Because I know on Instagram you can go on someone's profile and remove them as a follower, so that then
that's
they're not
true. Could you?
Is there an option on OnlyFans where you remove him as a subscriber?
I think there probably would be. I imagine.
Or can you block him? Surely you've got to be able to block subscribers on there.
But then is he going to? And maybe she doesn't want to risk him thinking, why have I been blocked? Who is,
well,
you know?
Well, sure, would he not find out? I don't feel like he wouldn't find out. I mean,
but
are we sure it's
definitely
your boss?
Definitely do not delete your account.
No,
absolutely not. You do not need to do that.
I think, honestly, he's got no clue, and I don't think he's going to have, I think he's not going to figure it out. Right?
God, can you imagine though?
Because her face isn't in it. How does he know what she looks like? It just makes it awkward
for her now at work. She's got to see him, and in the back of her mind, she's thinking, fucking hell, like you are literally subscribed to my OnlyFans and I work with your wife. You literally work with his wife and he's got an OnlyFans. He's subscribed to an OnlyFans.
I don't know. I think, unless you can remove him as a subscriber, I literally don't know what you can
do. I think you just need to, you try and block him on it if you can do that.
Yeah.
Or you just got to live with it.
Are we sure it's him? Like, does it just say John Green?
Well,
like,
are we sure it's
not like, you know, I mean, she must be sure, right?
She must be sure. Because the thing is, like, I wouldn't, definitely don't say anything because I think that's just going to make things way worse.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's under the radar, it's your side hustle, you need the money right now, you're making good money from it. You know, if he wants to subscribe, he's paying your bills,
100%.
Let him subscribe.
100%.
Let him subscribe. It's at the end of the day, it's not your problem.
No.
You're not married, you know,
you're not doing anything wrong.
Exactly. It's not really your problem. I get that it's going to make you feel a bit like, oh, fucking hell, it's a bit uncomfortable, a bit awkward. But what can you do? You're not going to delete your account because why should you?
You don't want to get a new job. That's too much. We're not doing that.
You don't need to change jobs.
What are you meant to do? Tell his wife? No, we're not doing that.
No.
So I think there must be a... Shall I actually Google it?
I think you can probably block him from seeing it, I imagine. Come on. Me too. That must be a feature.
Can I block people?
But the issue is, I guess, she's saying that she feels super weird around him now.
Right.
Which I do understand.
I mean, honest to God, I don't even know how I'd be feeling. I'd be feeling so uncomfortable. But
I feel like you just need to ride it out, do you not? Because I don't think you don't need to go and get a whole new job.
Okay, you can block users on OnlyFans.
Okay, so you can block him.
From your dashboard, click on your profile and then your fans. If you click on the three vertical dots on the right of the fans profile, you will see the option to block that user.
Perfect.
Look, so staying safe and happy on OnlyFans. So I say just block him. He
Me
doesn't
too.
Know it's you, because if he knew it was you, he would never have subscribed in the first place.
Exactly. Like, he's got so no idea.
And if he gets blocked, he'll just think it's some sort of glitch. He'll think it was just a mistake or... Yeah. And then that's it.
And if he's subscribed to a lot of people, he might not even notice that he's being blocked,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. He can go and subscribe. So maybe he'll just think it was just a fault and just go and subscribe somewhere else.
Yeah. Just block him.
Yeah, I think that's the easiest way to avoid any kind of future awkwardness.
Gosh,
right?
What a kerfuffle, hey?
What a kerfuffle. God. When you are under the weather, getting caught in the storm. Newly single after 4 years. Wow.
Ooh.
Sounds a bit like Sophia. Right. Hello, girls. Hope you're both doing well. I am 22 years old. So is Sophia.
Wow, we
Sophia,
are the same.
Are you writing in? Imagine.
This
hello,
is me,
girls.
Guys.
She literally's like, hello. She writes in. Chintzia, I really need your advice. Okay. Right. I'm 22 years old and have just got out of a 4-year relationship a month ago. I feel like I have been doing really well with moving on since it was a toxic relationship to begin with.
Good.
My dilemma is, even though I am usually occupied most days being at work or school, I find myself yearning that bond with someone or having someone to talk to, especially when I'm not busy or distracted with work. Mm. I've been thinking of going on dating sites to meet new people, but do you guys think it's too early for this? Is there a general rule of how far along after a breakup I should meet new people? And any tips on how to start beginning? Any tips on how to start being to dating sites?
Oh.
And it was making me fumble. I think she just means any tips on how to start dating sites or apps. Right.
What?
She's wrote here, Sophia. And any tips on how to start being to dating sites / apps? What does she mean?
What does that mean? Maybe
she means
how
start.
To start.
Get on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would, right. Thanks so much, love from Canada. Thank you, love from Canada, right.
Right, so what was the general question,
right,
sorry?
So
how long do you wait until you get into a new...
Well, she's saying that she's keeping herself busy with work and school and stuff, but she finds herself yearning for a bit of connection when she's like on her own.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's nothing wrong with getting yourself on a dating site and just chit-chatting.
Absolutely.
Like, what's the harm in chatting? Like, I think if anything, it will make you realize, like, get to know some different personalities, test the waters a bit,
and
have a few
can
cheeky
just,
combos.
You know, a few, you know, guys or girls, like, just to fill that void a little bit, you know, if you're
sure.
yearning a bit of, like, because, you know, it's nice to have, you know, a bit of flirty conversation, you
it's
know,
just like
some
keeps
people.
You busy, less bored,
yeah like
you
a bit of
attention.
Excitement, yeah, it's a bit of a, it's almost like an ego boost, a bit of attention, yeah, like Chintzia said. So there's no harm in that. I think get on some dating apps, match with some guys,
for
match
sure.
with some, and just
because I think the thing is, like, you're not going to start talking to Ben and then in 2 weeks there's going to be a new boyfriend. Like, that's not how it's going to happen now. We're going to test the waters. We're going to date around. We're going to talk to a bunch of guys. We're going to see how Ben is, how Pete is, how Paul is.
How Steve is.
And sack Steve off because Steve is a bit weird. And Pete's getting a bit weird with me now.
Get a few guys on the roster.
You know? Like, it's, I think when you become newly single after a long time like that, it's just about having fun. And I think don't set a time limit. Look, you want to chat to some people, you're feeling a bit lonely, talk to some people.
Do it. Yeah.
You know, you're a beautiful girl, get on the dating apps, get everyone to swipe right, everyone to heart you. Super like,
Super like.
You know, they're all going to be super liking you, I'm sure.
And don't worry about thinking like, oh, is it too soon?
No.
Like, there's no...
If you want to, you want to.
Yeah,
like,
there's no set... Like, you could be, you know, you could have broken up 6 months ago and you still might not be ready.
Yeah.
Or equally, you could have broke up last week and you feel ready. There's no, like, set time limit. There's no, like, oh, it's a bit soon or... There's no such thing. Like, just got to do what you feel... And, you know, you could go on the apps, like, for a month or so and then think, do you know what? I actually don't want to be on them anymore.
Yeah,
you come
this
off
is
them.
A bit
like,
boring and then it's, you know, whatever.
You just got to... Why not? There's no harm. Like, literally, why not? Like, you may as well.
Why not?
Like, get and some think, attention, have some conversations.
You
like,
know, it can help heal.
Have some FaceTime days.
It can help you realize, you know, for sure, okay, that relationship was not right for me because I'm actually really having a great conversation with this guy. Or,
yeah,
you know, you don't know, and it can solidify that, you know, I feel great being single kind of thing.
Yeah, but just then a bit also, of male attention.
Just don't forget to focus on yourself and spend those times alone. I don't want you to spend every moment alone trying to fill
on
the void
apps.
These apps. Because yes, they're fun, but I don't want you to like rely on them for like happiness.
Yes.
You know, or rely on having Adam pop up.
And
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I want you, so yeah, it's all good being busy right now at work and stuff. But a few nights a week, maybe don't go on them and just have some you time.
Yeah.
You know, and just really get to
don't
know yourself again.
Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't seek it for, like, don't use
validation.
Them for validation.
No.
Yeah.
Just
and don't
see it
use
as
them
fun.
For, yeah, see it as fun. Oh, yes, yeah, some male attention. We love it. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
But it's not a necessity. It's not
no.
like I need to go on these.
It's like
otherwise
I don't
feel shit.
Need to go on this, but I want to.
You just want to. It's that's, fun. Like, why not? It's what
fun.
Being single's for, like going on these apps and seeing who's out there, especially in COVID times. Like,
yeah, for sure. Oh, my God.
Got to do what we got to do, ladies.
So we can't go to a sweaty club, can we, and snog
absolutely.
A bunch of males.
Absolutely not, no.
Honestly, I couldn't think of anything. No, I do really want to go to a club.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think
to
it's
go
got to the
club.
Time where it's like, God.
I am honestly like, I'm desperate, guys, just to go to a club and get drunk. Like,
just
I'm not
like,
even joking. Like, I just want to have a dance.
Like,
have
I'm not even
get,
a
I just
dancer.
Want to get drunk.
Like, I don't even like enjoy dancing, but like, I want to boogie.
Just
want
to go boogie
let loose.
The night
imagine
away.
Just like having a carefree COVID.
I just want to like
loose night.
I just want to get dressed up. And like, do you know what? Oh, do you know what? I saw this TikTok the other day.
Get dressed up. I love getting dressed up.
I know.
Up.
I saw
that's
this tick. No, do you know
part.
What I love? The feeling like waking up on a Saturday morning and think, oh, I'm going out tonight. Starting the prep early, you know,
yes.
like, oh, it's getting to about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, thinking, oh, I'm going to wash my hair, get in the shower, then get the music on, a bit of tan on. Texting Chintz, what are you wearing tonight? What should we wear? What's
Sophia
the vibe?
Never has anything to wear.
I never have
it's
anything.
It's always like, I'm going to bring options. I'm going to bring options
and then,
and then I'll figure it out.
Chintzy's.
Oh, then she'll literally
then
wear...
Like, the, put this on.
Yeah, I'm getting pissed off because I was planned and I had my outfit for like a week in advance. I was like,
oh, I miss
I'll just,
it.
I'll just bring some options and I'll see.
Having but some Prosecco, a few shots before we go.
Go get the M&S porn star.
That is I
like
really
juice.
Miss it. I
no,
really miss it.
It's fucking devastating.
I just want to go to a club.
Because I think, you know, at the beginning, think it was like, oh, it's not too bad. Got a few months off, just a few months. You know, it's not too bad.
Because you know what the funny thing is? Like, I remember when this all like kicked off. We don't talk about COVID, but just quickly. When this all kicked off, I remember saying to one of my friends, I was like, do you know what? I feel like Halloween is going to be like our first big night back. And that's in like, what, 3 days?
It's literally this weekend.
There's no chance. Well, mind you, there are some places... No, actually, I don't even know if there are.
No, there's not. Everyone's in tier three, baby.
Oh, I want to go to a club.
Oh, God.
Not
anyone
long,
just
want to
risk
come
it
on.
And just do
come
a massive
on.
Illegal rave in Sophia's house.
House party at mine.
we'll
get a fine 40K.
No, but if 10,000 of us come and we get the 10K
everyone
fine,
everyone
drops
a pound in. Everyone put a pound in at the door. No, we're not encouraging that,
no,
guys.
We're
not encouraging that.
No, we're absolutely sticking by the rules. But imagine how funny that would be.
Oh, I would low-key love to, but
Sophia
no.
promotes illegal rave at mine. Bring
pull
a pound.
Okay,
no, she advertises it. It's a
pound
free
entry.
No, it's a free party, but it's like pay as much as you feel necessary. You know when it's like, have you seen those dinners where it's like pay what you feel the meal was worth?
Yes.
So it could be like pay on door what you feel it's worth.
The night I could make a profit.
Oh my God, absolutely! You could
be
make
a business.
I'd give you 20 quid.
Thanks.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Friends making me feel guilty.
Right.
I'm writing to you to ask for advice on how to not feel guilty about having a hoe phase.
Right.
Since starting my third year of uni, I've been here a month and slept with four different guys. Before coming to uni this year, my body count was three. My ex, a friends with benefits, and a one-night stand.
Okay.
I don't regret any of the boys I've slept with this month.
Nope.
One of friends with benefits, one a guy I've been a couple dates with, and one guy I will not be seeing again.
Oh, God.
And the last one... And the last one, a guy I might have caught feelings for. Oops.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, since doing this, a couple of my friends have told me I need an intervention. And react badly.
All right, Susan. All right, Susan.
And react badly when I update them on the situation.
All
I don't
right,
understand
Susan.
Why they are trying to make me feel this way, as I've made sure I'm making time for them and consciously make sure I don't only talk about the boys.
Right.
Okay. I don't know what to do, whether to talk to them about how they're making me feel or whether I should just not tell them anything like from here on in about what happens with boys. But then again, I do value their advice as they are my closest friends.
Yeah.
Any advice is appreciated.
I don't think you should stop telling them. I mean, like, you should be able to talk about this.
Maybe
like,
they just come at it.
Like, maybe I don't want you to filter what you're talking about with your friends. Like,
no,
it's so shit, isn't it?
Yeah, that defeats the point of having a friend.
What do you do? Just sit there honest. In silence?
Yeah.
You're just like,
Maybe they weren't, you know, maybe they were just doing it from a place of love and just checking in.
Exactly, because the
thing
is... Because,
you know, if you've only slept with three people and then in the space of a month you've slept with four people, that's, I guess, quite... Do you know what I mean? Like,
I suppose it's a bit out of character.
And out of character, yeah.
You know, it probably is just coming from a place of love. But if you're telling... But if they're saying it in like a judgmental way and aren't that being like... Sophia, they're saying they need an intervention and they're being quite judgmental when she's saying... That doesn't sound like it's coming from love.
Maybe they just wanted to just check in and be like, are you okay? Like, we don't want you, you know, we're here for you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because if it was my friend...
I feel like I have faith in these... Like, if Cinzia had only slept with X amount of people and then she suddenly slept with all these people, I might be like, are you all right? But it's just, like you said, like, it's just a bit out of character. It's just a bit want to check in. Like, is everything good?
I think
is
a everything fucking good? Intervention is a bit dramatic.
Yeah, that's a strong word.
Like, it's a big
statement.
It's a very strong word, but I mean,
I think as long as you said like, yeah, I'm chilling, I'm having a good time, like I'm enjoying myself, and then they were like, oh, okay, great, fab, I'm happy for you, just wanted to check in.
Don't be embarrassed. Just if you just kind of own it, then they should get off your back. Like, yeah, Brian, you know, I had a great night with Brian last night.
I imagine, you know, what they were just, to maybe do? Just a bit worried.
Brian.
I feel like maybe they were just a bit worried about you. I don't feel like they're trying to make you guilty, but...
Me too.
I mean, they could be. I don't know these
girls. It depends how good these friends are. But if it's like a recurring thing that they keep like kind of judging you for it, then I think just step in and say something. Just be like, look, I'm happy and I'm enjoying myself right now. I'd appreciate if the judgment stopped. And that's all it takes. And then from that, they should be like, oh, all right, sorry, Sarah. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and then if they,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, okay, as long as you're
like,
happy and fine.
At the end of the day, why do they care who you're sleeping with? What difference does it make to them? As long as it's not their, you know, boyfriends or ex-boyfriends.
I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear.
I think it'd be great.
I'd absolutely love that. I've got nothing going on in my life, so I'd love to hear
entertainment
that.
Entertainment for us.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about that guy you said you're not seeing again. I'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, I think they're coming from a place of love, to be honest. But
me too, I hope so. Mm-hmm. Baby. Okay, so little bit of a little topic that was sent in. So let's paint a scene. Okay. So
you go Picasso.
I am Friends with Benefits. I've got Friends with Benefits affair.
Got an FWB.
With this FWB with this guy called Caesar. You know, we're just having a bit of fun. It's just, you know, super friends, you know, no feelings at all. You know, we're just keeping
super
it
super chill.
Super friendly. Like, he is not a boyfriend material. Like, I know that.
Not taking him home.
Yeah, my feelings are totally guarded. Like, I know.
Walls
Caesar,
are up.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had the convo. Me and Caesar just do not see each other in that way.
Caesar.
It's just purely physical. We're between me and Caesar.
Physical.
Right, so okay. I'm sleeping with Caesar, let's say, once a week.
Right.
Right? And then all
is
of a sudden...
It, once a week?
I mean, I don't... Caesar's busy. He works nights. He only has Sundays free, all right?
Got it. Mm-hmm.
You know, I work night shifts as well, so it's a bit tricky to get the time in. But we make
schedules.
Do.
Schedules. But you make it work.
So I see Caesar once a week, just for super chill time. And my friend Susan actually slept with him on a Wednesday.
Right. So
now,
can I just clarify for everyone listening?
How am I meant to feel about this?
In case you're a bit confused, the topic sent in was a girl, my friend's benefit, slept with my best friend.
Right.
That's basically the point of Chintzy's Caesar story.
Do you know what?
Caesar who works nice. And it's only free on a Sunday.
Do you know what? I feel like a line's been crossed.
Yeah, me too.
From the best friend.
A friend's
Caesar
been, like, if
has
you,
done nothing wrong.
If
the
you, Chintzia, slept with... If I had a friend of benefits and Chintzia slept with him, I'd be a bit like, whoa, sis. Like, I get
weird.
It.
It is a bit
like,
weird.
Can you not? Like, I don't think I would be upset because I'd be like, well, I don't... I'm not attached to this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it's a bit fucking weird.
It's
that
fucking
now
weird.
We've slept with the same person.
Isn't it?
Like, I would... I don't think I'd be upset. I'd just be like, oh, did you really have to do that? Like,
isn't
God.
It? Thing like, is, like,
oh, really?
Can,
is there no one else?
In it, literally, you can argue both sides.
Mm.
So say I slept with your friends with benefits guy, I'd be like, yeah, but you don't fucking like him. You tell me every day, you know?
Yeah.
And he was asking me, and why not? You don't fucking like him.
Asking me.
Caesar was chasing me down. Right, but then
Caesar's been begging me all week.
Yeah, all week he said these night shifts are just terrible, and he just needed some loving. Right, but then equally you're like, like that's my friends with benefits. Like,
yeah,
and now, you
I
know,
do
it just
like,
makes it a bit messy. I think
messy, a bit complicated.
Just
tangled
just like,
wires.
Go find someone else.
Yeah, I think that it's a little bit shady from the best friend.
Technically. Can you be angry? Not really. I mean, technically, I suppose you can.
I think it depends. Like, because say if I did have a friend with benefits and I was saying to you, like, oh, like, you know, it's going really well. Like, we're just sleeping with each other, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
and then
really
you
enjoying
about, I'd be like,
this
fuck, you know. But if I was saying to you, like, oh, I don't really care, like, whatever, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it all depends on the vibes that the friend...
Oh, for sure. Yeah, defo was giving
you know?
Off. I think... I mean,
can you be angry? I think you can be angry.
I think
yeah.
you can be angry, yeah. Because
I think, like, come on, if you're sleeping with... I do think it crosses a line. I think the best friend did cross a line. Fair enough, technically, it's like, oh, but it's only friends, blah, 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 blah. But no, I would find that uncomfortable. I would find that quite shady and a bit like, what the fuck?
It is. That's what it is. It's just uncomfortable. And it's just like, just go find someone else if you're wanting some fun, casual sex. Don't come to my friends with benefits.
Some fun casual sex.
In it, but then you're merging the lines and you're making it weird.
It's weird.
Then
it's
what
just
if,
weird.
Right? Ew, like imagine Caesar, he doesn't know who to hit. Like on a Sunday, is he going to now start going to you? What about me, Caesar? You know, it's
just uncomfortable.
It's
and
just,
I just think it's a little bit shady from the best friend, but...
I agree.
But and then of course the guy, but the guy, we don't care about the guy because he's not in the friendship.
No, it's the guy, whatever, he can do what he wants.
We don't care about him.
We don't care about him, but the girl, there's a low level of girl code.
I feel like with some friendships, they'd be totally fine with it.
Yes, I think it just depends.
It depends on the girls.
Like and if it was just like an acquaintance, I don't fucking
know. I hate to say it, but it's situational.
It is though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it is. What are we meant to sit here and paint out each kind of different scenarios? Like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week, right?
Okay. Moving on. Just keep on moving through the beat. Okay. This next one is kind of about outgrowing friends, has my best friend upgraded, etc. So, hi girls, love you both and the podcast, highlight of my week.
Aww.
We love you too.
Aww.
I'm having a bit of a friend catastrophe and would love to hear your thoughts on the sitch.
Here to the rescue.
So, me and my best friend, we'll call her Laura, have lived together at uni for 3 years. I'm 22 and she's 21. We are inseparable. She's my absolute best friend. We always say I'm Chintzy and she's Sophia.
Aww.
Basically, diehard besties.
Aww.
This September, our old housemate moved out and we got a new girl in. We know the new girl from college, so we happily had her move in as we thought she'd be an easy addition to the house.
Through the crowd.
During lockdown in March, I spent it at home and I honestly felt like I grew up so much. My new relationship flourished. I focused on college and basically lost interest in wasting money on getting drunk every weekend, etc.
Yeah.
However, Laura spent her lockdown with her friends, but literally spent the whole time partying, out all night, doing loads of drugs, which isn't my style.
Whoa, here's
my problem. Since moving back to college, Laura has spent most nights of the week out at some random house with the new housemate.
Whoa.
So naturally, I'm missing out on all of this housemate bonding time because she's not interested. When I wake up in the morning, they're either not home yet or asleep. And when I'm home from my part-time job at night, they're usually already out again. Okay. What I'm asking is, do I just bite the bullet and move out? Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I have to stress that me and Laura are or were the best of friends. But how can you just leave your friend like that? I'm actually writing this email from my bedroom floor after having a bit of a cry as they've headed out again to some other party.
Oh my, where's the fucking invite? I'm really confused.
I just really need your advice on how to be a boss bitch in this situation.
Right.
Aww.
Like, I'm actually confused here. Like, I'm unsure what's happened to Laura.
And I think what's happened here is that Laura and the new housemate have obviously bonded a lot over lockdown. Like, it was just the two of them in lockdown together. Fair enough. I think they've bonded a lot. They've obviously been drinking a lot. They're going out. They're doing whatever. They've bonded. They're probably having quite a good time. And unfortunately, because you were locked down in a different location, there's a bit of distance now.
Yeah.
And now that you've come back, you're not like, let's go.
Yeah.
Then maybe, I guess that's what the divide is. And maybe they're thinking, well, she always says no, so we're not going to bother inviting her.
Right.
I think they should be inviting you. I don't...
Laura, there's no reason why Laura shouldn't want to spend time with you. You're best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the best of friends, I think.
But like you said, if you've grown a lot over a lot, if you've changed a lot as a person, you know, you're really into... Your habits have changed now. You're a different person, you said. Then maybe your, you know, old best friend's kind of like, oh, shit. Like, you know...
Well, the thing is, like, if you're at different stages of your life, like you're saying you're in a new relationship... You're happy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You've grown up. She's still single, wants to do drugs, party, whatever.
There's a lot of things which you don't have in common anymore.
Exactly. There's a fine line and that's like pretty two drastic cases of the situation. Mm-hmm. But like, depends how important the friendship was too. If you want to hang out with Laura, make it known. And be like, look, babe, stay in tonight, please. Let's watch a film and we'll order food and just have a cozy, or let's go shopping today. Like, can we go out for lunch? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be evening things if she seems to be, you know, busy.
Going out.
You know, what about breakfast? What about brunch? Like, just a bit of shopping. I don't know. Just make it known. Just be like, just say to her, she's your best friend. Be honest. Be like, look, I really miss you. Like, maybe I want us to get back to where we were.
Yeah, maybe this is just like a lack of communication.
Probably.
And maybe it's one of those things where she's maybe thinking, oh, well, she doesn't you know, maybe she thinks now. Yeah, maybe your friend Laura thinks that you're like judging her for going out so much and and you're all happy because you've got your boyfriend and blah, 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 and she's still single. You know, like maybe this is just a classic lack of communication. And maybe if you just said like, Laura, like, I really miss you. Like,
I really want
to hang out. Like, you know, I know I don't really go out as much these days, but do you want to just have a night in? I'm sure she'd be like, yeah, let's do it. I'm sure she wouldn't be like, I don't want to hang out with you.
Let the roommate come, be like, look, I don't even fucking know you. Like, let's get to know each other. Like, you know, let's all make an effort now because I don't want you to move out.
I don't think you need to move out.
It's your best friend. Yeah. Let's try here. But if she's not making an effort and if she seems to be more interested in doing drugs and going out, then
so be it.
And
but it needs a shot. I feel like this could easily, like, you could easily just go your separate ways at this point if you're drifting.
Exactly. It's like we said at the beginning, like, with the question of the week, isn't it? It's like, you know, can this be rekindled? Absolutely. I don't think the time limits ran out. Like,
no, I think you both have to
want it, though.
It just needs a bit of communication, a bit of honesty. Just to be like, look, like, you know, I miss you. Let's do this.
And then she'll appreciate that, I imagine. I'd be like, oh my God, I miss you too. Like, where have you, like, we've not had quality time for ages since March.
I think have a bit of fun, you know. I feel like you can get back there.
Defo, 100%. And just, maybe she's just going for a phase. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe she's going just...
You know, she knows who her true friends are. I think she knows you're her true best friend.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. She's not stupid at the end of the day.
No, she's not stupid. You know her. You know her, don't you?
Okay, guys, on that note...
Oh, I have quotes. I have some of my story quotes, so I should have a plethora of quotes.
Oh, amazing. We're going to end the episode here. Oh, wait, one of you actually did email us a dilemma in with a quote.
Oh, go on.
I thought it was really nice. So it says, the longer you wait for your future, the shorter it will be.
Live in the moment, guys. Don't always yearn for the next thing, right?
But also, like, if you've got goals, if there's things that you want to do, start them now.
Yeah.
Like, put the plans in place now. Like, don't just think like, I'll do that, you know, one day. What can we do literally today?
We can learn from that.
Yeah, we really can learn from that.
Right? Right. These are the quotes I put on my story from you guys. Right.
Ooh,
they're only short and cute. Everyone get your pens and notepads out. If it makes you happy, it doesn't have to make sense to others. Love that. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path.
Classic.
What's for you will not go by you.
Classic.
Your value doesn't decease based on someone's...
Inability to see your worth.
Wow, she took the words from my mouth.
I know all these quotes.
Oh, this is a cute one. Progress, not perfection.
Perfection, yeah. This is classic Pinterest. This is my Pinterest board right here.
You can't have a rainbow without a little rain.
Oh, I love that.
Just nice things to remember on this fine Wednesday afternoon, morning, evening, night.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a good Halloween.
So
depending what you're doing, if you're dressing up, let us know.
Do.
Send us pics.
If you're just dressing up, we're planning on just dressing up at home.
In the comfort of our own home.
And then taking it all off straight away, really.
Yeah.
Getting one snap and then that'll be crazy.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to email your dilemma in, please do to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Maybe we should make some like Halloween themed foods. Like spooky treats.
Some like pumpkin pie.
I've never had pumpkin pie.
No, neither have I. It sounds disgusting, but I feel like we should try and make it because it's a classic American dish.
Yeah.
I feel like it must be good.
Well, it must be a sweet.
So many people to like it.
Pie. I don't even know what. I could not tell you what pumpkin tastes like. Like, I don't think I could either. I could not tell you what that flavor is at all.
Me neither.
If it's a bit like butternut squash, then all right. But that's...
We're going to try a pumpkin spice latte this week. So we've never had one before.
Yuck. Well, actually, I had a sip of
Lydia's. I think I'm going to hate it. I think I'm going to absolutely
hate it. You're not going to like it, Sophia.
No. But we're going to try it because it's festive and it's October and it's Halloween.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Halloween. Your voice goes a bit weird. And it's Halloween.
Thank you for listening. Right. Follow us at The Girls Bathroom on Instagram and we will be back
next Wednesday
with a boy talk.
Love you.
Love ya.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.